On the show today, we have Jetstream, Federal Credit Union's very own Jeannie Cousy, and Cook Consulting Solutions, Sarah Snell Cook. She's here on behalf of CU Strategic Planning, and we are talking about CU Strategic Planning's Hero Financial Counseling Training Program and how Jetstream has implemented it and how they have benefited from this program. Not only have their members benefited from it, but their staff has as well. So Jeannie and Sarah are here to tell us all about it. So check it out. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine ladies in the credit union industry. I'm going to start with introductions here. Right below us is Jeannie Cousy from Jetstream Federal Credit Union. Jeannie, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you guys are here. always happy to have you back on the show. And still, Jetstream is one of my favorite names of a credit union. I can't get enough of it. So you guys did really well naming that credit union. So I digress a little bit here, but we got to introduce Sarah Snell Cook from Cook Consulting Solutions. She's here on behalf of CU Strategic Planning. She's doing some marketing consulting work for them. So Sarah, how are you?
I'm awesome, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. So now we get to talk about CU Strategic Planning's Hero Financial Counseling Training Program. And you guys at Jetstream have implemented it there as well, Jeannie. So, but first I'm going to give Sarah a quick chance to help explain the Hero Financial Counseling Training from CU Strategic Planning. So give us a quick elevator speech here, Sarah, on what this is all about.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, so HERO actually stands for Helping Everyone Reach Opportunity. And it focuses on three things primarily: identifying financial distress, training your people to counsel appropriately, and then also transfer them to the people who are responsible for the products that can really help them advance their financial stability. This is particularly important for the training staff and the counselor staff and all the staff.
Oh yeah,
at low and moderate income credit union, or you know, that serve low and moderate income communities. But it is applicable to everybody, and particularly right now, 64% of people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and you know, some of those people are also your credit employees. So as they're getting this training, you know, they're also fixing their own financial services or financial problems, as well as being able to walk the talk with the people that they're counseling as well. It's 9 courses, relatively quick time, about 8 hours to complete. So yeah, it's interactive, web-based, self-paced. Jeannie, I'm sure, will explain. You can track where people are. It's a really cool new platform that they've rolled out this year. And yeah, with having everybody in your credit union certified as a financial counselor is just helpful all around.
Exactly. It's definitely a two-way street. It not only helps your members, but it helps your staff as well. And Jeannie, and as Sarah just said, you can certainly attest to that. So can you just share with us why you guys embarked, or why you guys are doing this training at Jetstream? How do you see your credit union benefiting from this?
Well, we realized that our employees, not just the frontline people, but our employees overall, really needed to learn more about assisting members, low-income members, members in financial distress. Yeah. We embarked on the program in 2014. We certified our entire team at that point. Everybody in Florida and Puerto Rico. And, you know, we kind of debated it, and then we thought, you know, even the part-time scanner has the ability to improve his or her own financial situation, and they have the opportunity to assist family, friends, neighbors, and so forth. And we wanted to empower everybody to have that opportunity to positively influence, someone else's finances. And we like to say, lead them down the road to prosperity. So, and what was interesting about that is even long-term employees, 20-year employees were having aha moments as they were going through this training.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And of course, the younger people, they were mainly interested in how to establish credit and that type of thing. But there were definitely different modules that appealed to different employees at different levels and stages in their lives. But it's definitely, and so from there, we certified everybody in 2014. And from there, we incorporated the program into our employee onboarding. So after that September 2014 full certification, every new employee that came through our doors completed the course within their first 2 weeks at Jetstream. And we've even certified all of our high school and college interns.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you, Gina. Yeah. Look at you spreading the love. Oh, my gosh. But I mean, but earlier you said a key word in there, and that's empower. And that this is what I mean. And Sarah, you can attest to this being really close to it as well, that this really empowers you. I mean, education empowers you just in general, but gosh, to have this financial education there to really kind of, I don't know, kind of lay the groundwork, if you will, for, is that kind of what you have found, Jeannie, at your credit union, is really the empowerment aspect of it?
Absolutely. I did solicit a little feedback prior to our interview.
Oh, good.
And one employee, she's a part-time teller, a college student. She's been with us for a year, but she said that she was new to the financial industry, and it did enable her to assist our membership with a variety of different situations, you know, budgeting, do they buy a car, do they lease, how to avoid fraud, how to avoid predatory lenders, how to manage credit, so forth. And she said that she's had a lot of members surprised and pleased at the advice that she's been able to give them.
I bet.
And another new employee, I thought this was really interesting. He said not only was he able to better identify situations where members were in financial stress, but he had more empathy for them. And I thought, wow, that's a key element too. But, you know, there are so many benefits. I mean, we're able to provide a credible, well-trained staff to assist our members with a variety of financial sometimes problems, but just overall situations, opportunities. We do a lot of subprime lending, and it's not subprime because our members have bad credit. It's generally because they have no credit.
Oh, wow.
We have a lot of people that are newly arrived immigrants from Cuba, Colombia, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and they've never had a bank account, let alone a loan. And so we're able to prepare them by assisting them with the budgeting. And we even have to walk through the steps of how to make your payment.
Oh my.
So, and because we, you know, that is one of our lending niche, this program has helped us mitigate some of that risk because it is very risky to lend to people in that situation.
Right.
But if you prepare them and train them and hold their hands, it's a much less risky loan than just, you know, send them out the door once they sign the paper.
Right. Well, you're setting yourself up. Well, you're setting them up for success, and you're setting yourself up for success in that scenario, right? So,
exactly.
Yeah. So you really fully prepare them. And through Jeannie's response, Sarah, I couldn't help but see you nodding your head. Can you share some other, like maybe some other ways that this, that the HERO program helps members and even staffers?
Well, you know, I think Jeannie hit the nail on the head with two different words, empowerment and empathy.
Yeah.
So the employees are not only empowered to help the members, but the members then in turn feel empowered. So there's that, as well as being an employee who might need to feel empowered themselves in their financial lives.
Completely.
But also the empathy, you know, if you're not an immigrant from Nicaragua, I shouldn't have picked that country to say, but you know, if you're not an immigrant who's never filled out a loan application, you know, that is not something, I mean, that really struck me. I've never even thought about that. Right. So that helps you develop that empathy. Or people who are maybe more senior, you know, I'm dealing with 20 and 17 year old kids right now.
Oh boy.
You know, what it was like to be 17, to be looking at colleges or where do I spend my money from my first job, or where do I, you know, go to rent a house, or can I possibly buy a house? All those things that I hadn't thought about in 20 years are now coming home to roost. But yeah, that's the same thing for the credit union employees as well.
And as you guys are talking, I'm thinking about, there's another word that kind of popped in my head, and it's value. And the value that this provides your credit union, Jeannie, I mean, or any credit union that embarks on this as well, is I don't know, can, it's kind of a non or intangible thing, but it's right. It's just, it's the value of this that provides your members. Cause I mean, I'm sure they're going out when your staff learns this and they get certified, and, but they're not only helping themselves and helping their, helping the members, but they're probably talking to friends and family as well. Right. So, I mean, and that's kind of a indirect word of mouth advertising, I would think, right. For your credit union in this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have a lot of employees who have emigrated and their parents are still, accommodating into our financial system, basically. Yeah. So they do assist their parents. And it does develop a lot of loyalty. Jetstream, our field of membership is overwhelmingly low income. And we use our community partners. We identify with charities that serve low-income families and children. And in the past, we would sponsor a golf tournament or a luncheon and various activities. But now we actually go into these organizations and teach the HERO program to the members. And, you know, that just brings our partnership to a whole, well, it makes it a partnership. We're not a sponsor, we're a partner, basically. So we've used it that way, too. And it's really helped us cement a much stronger relationship with several community partners.
Yeah. And this is the gift you keep on giving.
Yeah, I was saying, Mike, ahead, you were mentioning earlier how you love the Jetstream brand.
Yeah.
And the name and the logo. And that is great. But a lot of times, Crayons don't realize, and Jeannie obviously does, this is your brand. Doing this, doing the work, being in the community, collaborating and empowering people is your brand.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It decommoditizes financial services.
Part of the program, for sure. So, Jeannie, so going into this, what goals did you have, or what did you want to achieve with going into the HERO program? And did you achieve them? Or are you still on the road to achieving these goals? Or did you kind of implement new goals along the way?
Well, we definitely just wanted to be prepare our employees to better serve our membership in a variety of different circumstances. Yeah. And definitely, we've seen that materialize. And, we can all learn more and do better in that respect. But I have to say, just within the last couple of weeks, I've received two very compelling thank you letters from members complimenting staff. And I would say that this program has just made them so much more aware and really given them a sense of mission in assisting our members. And their cases of employees really kind of going above and beyond, but I think now that's the norm. A lot of that is the result of this training.
Yep, completely. And confidence is another word that kind of popped in my head too. You know, when you can kind of, I don't want to say you want to strut around, but hey, you know what? I can handle it. I know about this now. I've been educated here, so I can kind of handle myself in this area. So good stuff. And what advice would you have for other credit unions looking to do something like this, Jeannie? And then I'll let you chime in on that as well, Sarah. So Jeannie, I'll let you go first. What advice would you
have? I would definitely recommend it. It's very easily to administer. The modules are online. They're constantly updated, so the information is current and fresh. The employees definitely enjoy learning. They retain the information. They're able to assist our members. So it's been a very positive experience for us.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Sarah, what you add to that?
Yeah, I think what Jeannie was saying, the employees not only feel empowered, but they're also feeling invested in by their employer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think,
good point.
Yeah. Because I think attracting talent is a huge issue nationwide, worldwide, possibly. Feeling invested in, I think, helps with that retention, which of course reduces turnover costs and things like that. At the same time, you have the opportunity to make financial wellness, financial stability, financial empowerment your brand. And if all credit unions did that, that would be tremendous. I mean, credit unions would have a unified brand and they'd be so much better understood and all around.
Yeah, there's no downside to this. There's so much upside to this. So as we've discovered here. So on that note, anything else here to add to wrap up, Jeannie? Any final thoughts here on this program and how it's helped you guys?
Well, I would just say that we're dedicated to our members' prosperity and we're truly committed to identifying and serving the needs of our diverse multi-ethnic population. And this certification has really helped us meet that goal to better serve our members.
Yeah. Well said. Well said. Sarah, anything else here? Or where can we find out more about the program, Sarah?
The program is on the Credit Union Strategic Planning website.
Okay.
You'll find a link there, which is www.custrategicplanning.com.
All right. We'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it. And again, ladies, thank you so much for sharing a bit of time with us today to really kind of provide a great, great story that actually Jetstream, you guys are experiencing on a daily basis. So it's not just yesterday or last month. It's happening right now. So great stuff. And I look forward to the next chat. And thanks again. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, likewise.